creative journey is not an easy one. We're here to help. The Lightning Rod is a safe space to talk about branding, marketing, business, and the creative industry. Today's episode is hosted by Tammy and Min.
And we are back. Hello, my name is Min Nguyen, and you're listening to The Lightning Rod. So let's just get right into it. How do I support my artistic friends in their freelancing careers and in their art journeys that doesn't actually require a monetary transaction? Okay, so I think I had a couple of ideas for this episode, but there's about five major points that I have that we're gonna be talking about today. And all of them honestly just involve keeping them in mind and just keeping them at the front of your thoughts, honestly. That's about it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, really, it's just being a good friend, I think, in general. So
yeah, I think it's a big point, just because they're our friends, we feel like, oh, they don't need our support, or like they don't need us to like back them up because they got it, you know? But a lot of the times it relies on that support from friends, peers, acquaintances, even family sometimes. That support means the world to an artist, to a business person, anything of that sort on that startup level. It's super important.
I think also too, just because art and like the artistic world has this kind of bad stigma behind it of being like not a real job, quote unquote.
Yeah, that makes sense. And probably because it's not going to bring in money like super fast, like right off the bat, you're not going to bring in money. So a lot of the times is waiting time. So a lot of people could give up on that. So I can definitely see that point.
Especially for freelancers, I think so. Definitely a huge concern that we talked about in a previous episode where we're talking about the pros and cons of freelancing. One of the big cons is it's a waiting game sometimes. If you're not careful, you could wait for quite a bit. Yeah. So that just brings me right into our first bit of advice. It's just number one, keep your eyes and ears open for you, but also for your friends. Like when I say that, I mean, for example, I have a great support network of great friends. And just last month, I had a really good friend of mine who she's currently living in California with her husband, and she just sent me a link to Netflix, and they were having a couple positions open for prop designers. Unfortunately, I couldn't take up that position because I'm doing a lot of freelance work right now, and I'm working on my thesis and just finalizing it. It was so full on my plate, but with that being said, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, you know, Netflix is looking for freelancers or looking for prop designers. Let me share this with my other friends because this is really cool for all of us involved. So there's no secrets with me and my art friends. I'm always cherishing them. I'm always keeping it positive. No jealousy that I try not to have, at least I try. We're all human. But there's no spite in my heart for them because I know that they're in the same boat with me and we're all on this journey together. So absolutely. If I want to take up this position and if I feel like this could benefit some of my other friends, I'm of course going to share it with them because that's just the right thing to do. It's just good to share that kind of knowledge with them. And that goes beyond job opportunities. That goes to lectures. That goes to workshops. That goes to any possible resource that could help them. And that brings me, I think, to my next point is I always try to share my resources with them, whether that be like my art books, whether that be videos I watched on YouTube that has helped them. I always like to share any kind of informational tool that I have, whether that be like even just a Discord group online. There's actually a really cool one that I just joined called, it was like Animators of Color or something. So I shared that with my other artist of color friends. There's a queer group that I'm part of as well. And it just builds and builds that network. But I want to just jump in for you. Like, what is the difference between a freelancer and a business entrepreneur in this regard, sharing those kinds of resources?
Yeah. So I do think there is, it's not a stigma. I think it's more of just like more self-conscious. I don't know. You might have to correct me on that term, but, basically I think in the business space, so like from business entrepreneur to another one, we don't always share everything, even though most of the time, I would say 9 times out of 10, we do share. So it's not like a complete, like, a band-aid or anything. We do share things across the board, but there's a lot of things that maybe it's a resource targeted toward our business only. Maybe I just want to keep it between our business. And then in the future, when I have tested it or like I've trialed it or anything of that sort, and I feel like it's more useful for other people, then definitely for sure I would share it out. But I think a lot of the times there are business opportunities or business resources out there that are targeted. And so it's not always shareable things to right. everybody. Like it doesn't apply like me, like our business is not the same as like a candle shop owner. So the business resources may not be apply, even though they are good, genuine resources, but they may not apply to that next business. So I think it's just being mindful of like the things that you share. And a lot of the times there are selfish people out there. They like to hone in resources for themselves. It is what it is. But I truly believe like in a spiritualness, you receive back what you give. So if you gave out resources, then for sure you're going to receive some good karma, I guess.
Oh, absolutely.
Resources no, honestly, in return.
No, absolutely. I honestly genuinely believe that, because that brings me perfect. That's a perfect segue into my next point, is that good God, just share your artist friend's work, share it in their stories. That's a big one for me, by the way, sharing mm-hmm. in your stories or sharing on social media. If your friend just posts a new post, promote that shit. Get them out there. Like, especially if you have more followers than them and vice mm-hmm. versa. Like, really, really promote your friends. Be their biggest fan. Really, really get involved with their art. So I have a really great friend of mine who, she graduated, I think about 2 years ago, give or take. And mm-hmm. she's killing it out here. She's killing the freelance game. She has way more followers than me. I started sharing a lot of her work online just because I'm genuinely really invested in her art. I think it's beautiful. We draw a lot of the same topics. So mm-hmm. it definitely fits my brand. But even if it doesn't fit my brand, I'm still going to share it anyways because she's my friend and we were classmates and we just got along really nice. And yeah. slowly I saw that, you know, she started sharing my work back. And it's just, yeah, you get what you dish out in the world.
Yeah.
And so many of my great friends, where I'll share their work, I'll initiate it, they'll share right back. And it just builds a wonderful network of connection. But I honestly, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't really expect anything back. I think mm-hmm. it's really nice that they do it in return, which is really, really wonderful. I don't expect it. But when they do, it's always a pleasant surprise. And it's always, always welcomed, of course. But like I said, I try to do it with just, I'm just hyped about my friend's art. Like, I'm just seriously, seriously hyped. And
yeah, and I think that's fair and that's super genuine, because like, why not be, especially if it's someone that you know and someone that you know is like passionate about it, like trying to make a living of some sort with that specific hobby that they're doing. So like, why not support it? I don't even see, like, literally there's always this meme going around where like, to support like your art friends or support any of your business friends, it can cost $0, and that $0 is just sharing. It matters a lot to other people. Even though like you may be thinking like, oh, well, I don't have that many followers, or I don't have that large of a following of any sort that cares about what I have to say. That's okay too. I feel like just that act of sharing really helps like the creator sense. So whether you're on the business side or on the freelancer or art side, it doesn't matter. Just that share boosts like the confidence up like a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah. But also like something that I like to add on to that point that I personally have noticed is that, for example, that friend I was telling you about, that's, we share each other's art all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting because, like I said, we draw a lot of the same things. So because we draw a lot of the same things, her followers and my followers, there's a lot of intersection there. So we actually kind of indirectly share each other's followers now, because we're both retro 1950s, 60s vintage queens, where we like to draw like kind of quirky, kitschy things. So
yeah, and that makes sense, because her followers and your followers follow you guys for that aesthetic, that look, that content. So it would make sense that they could follow both of you guys, because that, it makes sense that I would want to see that if I like that type of stuff.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I think more than ever, if you have an art friend that is in the same world as you, I personally see them not as my competitor in any sense of the word. I see them as my biggest ally, actually, because if we're drawing the same things and we're drawing
not the same things, but if we're drawing the same topics and the same kind of aesthetic look, we're really hyped for each other. Like, there's really not a single shred of competition between me and this other friend of mine. We just hype each other up. We're each other's hype man. And it's just always a pleasure seeing her work online. And that, I think, brings me to my biggest point out of all of it is I always try to keep this as a habit. And I don't know, if, again, this might be different in the freelancing world. I definitely want to hear your opinion on that. But for me, at least, like, there was an incident where I had a great friend of mine who was in that same kind of sphere with me, and they're a little bit more ahead of me in their art journey. They're further along, and they took on too much commission work. And they actually said to me, hey, Min, like, can I send you a client your way? Like, I took on too much. Like, there's just too much work that needs to be done. Like, you know, I showed them your portfolio. I showed them your work. Would you want to take on this client? And I'm like, hell yeah, I want to take on this client. Like, send them my way. Absolutely. Yeah. Send them my way. And I think that to me is the highest gesture of supporting your artist friend, because it's one thing for you to commission them. That's amazing. And I love that. I'm always, always welcomed. And I always welcome commission work of any kind, but it is like a whole new level if you send me one of your clients.
Yeah, and it goes through. Like, that's probably one of the best feelings, is getting referred out to, and then it closes, and like, you have a good experience, and now both sides, both you and the client and you and your friend, are like on really good, happy terms. Because I mean, like, I think it's just a good, genuine thing to do. Like, I don't even think, like, I think a lot of people do feel some type of way about it, because it's like, oh, I'm sharing clients, which in a lot of cases, it does get watery. Not in the freelance space, though. I feel like in the freelance space, it's simply if you took on too many clients, or like, you just know a better freelancer who could do the job a lot better, and you pass it on, that's totally cool. But in, like, I guess in the higher up business space, like, that sharing clientele is not good upon, just because it is competition, and you doing that could potentially send that client away, because in the future they're just gonna be like, oh well, I know that Tammy couldn't do it because she referred me over to you, so can you just do everything for me from now on,
right?
So I guess that's one way to look at it too.
I mean, that's definitely a possibility. I mean, that's 100% a possibility
in any space
for sure. Yeah. But with that being said, I think if you have a solid base, if you have a solid clientele, if you have, you know, a solid portfolio, if you have a solid brand, if you are confident in your brand, I sincerely think that it will not hinder your business or hurt you in any sense of the word. If you are a well-established artist with a well-established brand, and you're helping out one of your friends that you trust and you know their work is solid, I think that there's nothing wrong with it. However, yeah, I would agree that if you are like kind of a greenhorn, if you're new into the art space, that it is kind of a risk that you're taking, where you are doing that kind of, that kind of favor for somebody, because it does make you lose a little bit of your credibility, especially if you're super, super new. Like, I'm talking like a greenhorn.
Yeah. I totally agree with that, because I do think, like, if you're a little bit, if you have a lot more experience and you have some type of like down-packed branding, portfolio, all of that stuff, and then you refer out, it's like, hey, I know that you really like my work, but here is someone that I know that can do the level of work that you're looking for, good pricing, all that stuff, you know, all the good selling points, etc. Here's that person, someone I trust, etc. So, and that wording it that way gives it like a backing, like a powerful backing, versus like, I guess a new person, like you said, would be like, oh well, I can't do it, so here's this person, which does make it seem funny.
I know it kind of is weird, but no, especially I think if you're a well-established artist, you've been around the block, you've been to the rodeo, you have a solid portfolio, you have a solid list of clients under your name, that is powerful. That is sincerely really, really powerful when you have that name recognition for yourself, or just any form of recognition for yourself, and you're recommending some of your friends out like that. That is really, really cool.
Which could land them like multiple, like, that's the point of point number five that we're talking about, is that by you doing that, that could land them in better places. Maybe they're less fortunate, or maybe they don't have the branding and all of the stuff that you have like currently. So by you using your voice and branching out and giving them the recommendation, that could very well build up to be a very good client for them, and then just like kick off their career like all the way. Because you never know, like it happens all the time, especially in freelance.
I think my final big point too, on the opposite end of that, and this is probably my final point, is this is a big one for me, is that while we're also promoting our friends, we're also going to call out anyone that is asking for free commissions, call out anyone that is trying to sneakily do. So I'll give you a great example. So, okay. So it was an Instagram art challenge where it was draw like 6 characters that you really love or something like that. And I gave out my 6 empty boxes and I was like, hey guys, like, you know, I'm looking for 6 characters to draw. Can we do something like this? And I mentioned this story before, and this one person that was a follower of mine on Facebook, he basically just rolled in my comments asking if I could draw his dog, his mom, his cat, like everything in between. And I'm like, excuse me, sir, those are definitely not characters. And it was awesome because I was very polite, though. I was thinking that in my head, but I was very polite with him because I think maybe, again, he wasn't new to the artistic space, he was new to the artistic space. He didn't really understand that that's not an appropriate thing to ask of me. And I basically said, as professionally but firmly as I did, was, hey, man, I just want to let you know that those are not considered like characters in any franchises. That would be actually a commission. And I don't really appreciate you asking for free art, essentially. But before I could even roll in like that, 2 of my other friends rolled in and basically called it out. It nicely, of course, very nice. We're not like outing people or like doxing them or whatever else, or canceling them or whatever. But they were very, very nice about it. And I really appreciate that. And that's the kind of calling out and that kind of like defending that I really love, is if someone is stealing your art, if someone is blatantly copying another artist in the community, etc., etc. And I've noticed that the art community is so on top of that, especially when you steal from like a small time artist and you're a big name brand. It's really shameful. It's frankly shameful, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful. Like there's even some small artists that have like 30, 40 followers. Like I've seen their art get stolen, and then people with like 10,000 followers will call it out because they're their friends, you know? And it's really cool. It's really just cool to see that kind of camaraderie. And just like we're promoting our friends and we're supporting them, we're also protecting them from art thieves, from tracers, from people claiming that their art is theirs, or people altering their art to make it like different, or to like just without their consent, reposting it without their consent, reblogging it without their consent, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Like all those things. Like I always try to like be wary of and look out for whenever I see art thieves, you know?
Yeah, which is good. And that brings up another good point, is that so recently I took on a new hobby where I monitor like an anime Facebook group. It's like 500,000 members in there and counting. Like every day we get like a new 1,000. And what's really interesting on there is that whenever anybody posts any fan art, and these people don't even know each other, that's what's really cool. So it's really awesome that on a friend level, like in your story, how they're doing that for you already. But even on like a very like stranger level, I feel like everybody understands this, and they're constantly reposting like fan art, etc. And then people in the comments are always like, oh, this is what it was inspired by, or oh, this is the original artist. If they couldn't find it in the first place, they'll credit like everything else. But I thought that was super cool, because I think that's so important. Like if you see like references of like your friend's work somewhere else, even if you don't think it's a reference at all, say something about it, call it out. Not necessarily call it out, but like basically do bring it up to someone's attention. Like, hey, I saw this. This looks kind of similar to your work. Maybe you want to take a look at it, because not everything is what it seems, you know, right on the first try. Maybe it was inspired. Maybe there was coincidences, etc. So I think that's just super cool that even on like a stranger space, level. Yeah, stranger level, everybody is still to that understanding. So if they're already that understanding on a stranger level, I definitely feel like there's a bigger pressure as friends to do that, to watch out for your friends, get to know their art styles, etc., and then look out for it in case it does get stolen, because you never know. Like, nowadays with Pinterest, it can be taken anywhere and we just don't even know. And it ends up somewhere that we never even thought it would end up, and it's there. So, you know.
No, and it's shameful. It's absolutely shameful. And I think.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think the thing that's a really good point that you brought up is that kind of like instant sharing of like Facebook groups and Tumblr, et cetera, et cetera. But also, like, I've seen it taken to the next level where actually it was really sad. I had a friend of mine, a very casual friend, but basically she is an artist, and her work actually ended up in an Etsy store. And it just ended up in someone's Etsy store. Like, this person, I'm sorry, I'm just going to say, this charlatan stole her work, altered it just to try to make it look different. Like, it's different now. We just changed it slightly. LOL, it's different. And was just selling stickers of it. And I was appalled. No. That's shameful. You're absolutely shameful. And you better believe that, you know, we called it out, and we just called it out. And
yeah, did you get it shut down?
Actually, yeah, the account was suspended, and I was like, good. Honestly, good. I really have no sympathy for art thieves. I genuinely have no sympathy for that.
Yeah. And that's what I mean. It's like, even on a stranger level, like 500,000 people can kind of be together in this group that I'm in. Then we, for sure, as friends of artists and being artists ourselves, like, you know, everyone across the board involved in the circle, we can do our part and make sure that you are watching out for that kind of stuff. Because I have a couple of painter friends as well who have their work stolen. It's not through Etsy though, but a lot of people are like these gallery websites where like they'll take the high quality versions and then put them on canvases and then sell the canvas. Ridiculous. And I'm like, there's not even any altering, there's none of that. It's just literally straight from the thing. It's just they remove the watermark. So to the artist people out there, business people, whatever, you know, watermark your stuff. Like, don't ever for a second think like, oh, no one's gonna take this, no one knows who I am. Someone in passing can, and it can end up on Pinterest, it can end up on Tumblr, it can end up anywhere, and you may never even know until like it's way too late and they already made like money out of it before you could even make money out of it.
Absolutely ridiculous. I know. Yeah. But anyways, I think the moral of this episode, as we concluded, is we talked about ways to support your friends, but I think the biggest takeaway is, number one, just remove that jealousy element to it. Remove that. I mean, I don't want to say remove the competition, because it's always, you're always hustling, but remove that, this person, I have to beat them, I have to be better than them. No, yeah. I think that's an unhealthy attitude. I think.
Oh yeah. Healthy competition is good.
Healthy competition is wonderful. Absolutely. Yeah. But I think just removing that jealousy and that spite for your fellow artist friends is the first step to it all, because really, you can't really do any of the things that we listed if you're having that kind of, oh, I got to look out for me and only me attitude. It's not going to really get you far. I think specifically, in my personal opinion, in the artistic world, that attitude does not fare you well.
Yeah. And I mean, we don't have to discuss it on mic, but basically at TCF, we had something similar happen. And I don't know if it's jealousy, but I would say like competition is a good thing. In a lot of ways, it's a matter of how you take it. And you should come in with a mentality, whether you're coming in as a student, you're coming in as an artist, a freelancer, a business entrepreneur, creative entrepreneur, whatever you are, come in with the mindset like, I'm here to learn, and you're always going to be learning. Even like the top people in the world, richest in the world, built the most best companies ever, they're still learning. Like, I can almost guarantee it. So if they're still learning, why are we acting so hostile against it, you know? Absolutely. And not sharing, not talking about anything, just wanting to keep everything to ourselves.
And I know artists think it's healthy. Honestly, I know artists that have that attitude, and I'm telling you, they do not get far in life. They absolutely do not get far, because this is such, especially I think in like really like big studio jobs or just studios in general, because studios are very collaborative spaces. If you're kind of exhibiting that attitude, you're not gonna get far. So
that's fair.
Main point, help your friends, help strangers, and don't forget your own hustle, but also remember that your fellow artists and your fellow friends and even strangers, they're hustling just as hard as you are. Yeah. And if not harder. So you're all on this journey together. Why not help each other out? All right. This is Min Win.
And this is Tammy Win.
And we're signing out. Bye.
Bye.
Did you know that we have an entire content library for you to learn from? Check out our website for more information. Thanks for tuning in today. The Lightning Rod is powered by the creative folks.